Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is John Chuck Reshow live on this Monday evening with you as Braves wrap up another successful series in Milwaukee. And, of course, they will play Milwaukee coming up here in just a couple of nights. And, of course, between then, we've got the Boston Red Sox interleague action as the Braves will be up in Fenway. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Chris Willis, managing editor and covers the Atlanta Braves for SB Nation. BatteryPower.com is where you can check out all of his work on his Twitter page, at Chris_Willis. Chris, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes. Thanks for being on the show with us tonight.
Oh, it's always fun. I appreciate you having me.
You know, I talked about this on my podcast this morning, and I want to get your thoughts. You know, I think Raisel Iglesias has maybe gotten some bad raps and things like that, you know, because, again, maybe it's not as pretty as what some people want, but you look last night. He got the save yesterday. He's now 18 for 20 in save opportunities. I know he's got the four losses, but of closers who have at least 10 saves, he's got there are nine closers that have as many or more defeats than what he does. He's seventh in Major League Baseball in save percentage. That magical number's always been 90%. You think he's had a pretty good year? I mean, he's had kind of an underrated kind of year because, again, he didn't start off on the club. You know, he was injured, obviously. But I think, by and large, he's turned in a pretty good year for this team.
Yeah, I think everybody just remembers the rough outings, you know, and he's come in some tie games and give it up. But you know, by and large, I think he's been pretty good. And you mentioned too, you know, he started the season on the injured list. Basically, I think made one appearance in spring training, and I mean, that's a tough situation to be in, you know, to get back to the major leagues with no prep, just a little bit of rehab time as in the lead up. And then step into, you know, one of the most important roles in the bullpen.
So the Braves did make a couple of moves today. What do we know about these couple of guys that they brought in to kind of help strengthen this bullpen?
Well, Pierce Johnson comes from the Rockies. You know, the surface numbers are not real good. I think he's got an ERA over 6. But, you know, if you dig a little deeper, you'll see that he's pitched a lot better away from Coors Field. Heard Alex Anthopoulos talk about him today, and they're hoping that, you know, he's still getting a lot of swing and miss, and, you know, he's got a good fastball velocity. Just adds depth. And Taylor Hearn, also lefty, as a left-hander coming from the Rangers. Also, I mean, the big thing with him is he's got options. They're a little light on left-handed options at the moment with A.J. Minter and Dylan Lee both out. So, you know, bringing Hearn in, he's another guy with a good arm. And that gives them a little flexibility down there.
So the other move that was made today, and I'll be honest with you, I kind of scratched my head, is Michael Soroka got sent back down. And I know it hasn't been great, but, Chris, at some point, I guess, I feel like he's got to stay up with the big club and work his way through these things. I mean, these Partridge Family bus rides back and forth to Buford and Smyrna aren't doing anything for him. I mean, either he's going to make it at the big league level and he's got to figure some things out up here. And again, the Braves have a big enough lead that, with all due respect, I mean, look, I'll say it, the division's over. I mean, the Marlins and the Phillies aren't making a run in this division. Why not leave him up with the big club and try to work some things out there?
I thought it was kind of peculiar, too, especially because, I mean, Brian Snicker had talked on the last homestand about that they needed Soroka to go and take that rotation spot, you know, we're at that point right of the season. So, you know, I don't know if it was something, you know, some deal with the roster because they had these couple of moves cooking and, you know, need, and also claimed Yanni Chirinos from the Rays. But I agree. I mean, I feel like, you know, if it's not now for Soroka, you know, then when is it? I mean, at some point you're going to have to throw him out there every fifth day and see what you got, you know, because I don't think riding a shuttle back and forth from Gwinnett's doing the Braves or him any good.
Well, and think about the long term of it too. Look, at some point Kyle Wright's going to be back, whether if it's next year, this year, whatever. And then obviously Ian Anderson is going to be back at some point, you know, in the next season. I mean, there starts to become more limited options for, you know, where Michael Soroka fits into this rotation. And look, maybe they don't sign Max Fried at the end of the day, but again, if they're going to keep this up, I mean, it doesn't feel like that there's really a whole lot of hope or really a whole lot of light at the end of the tunnel that, again, you're going to start to get guys healthy over the next year or so. I don't know where he fits in anymore.
Yeah, and I mean, and to go a step further, I mean, he'll be arbitration eligible again this offseason, and I mean, really, you know, now that he's back, I mean, you could, and if he's not, if they don't think he can be effective, then, you know, he would be a non-tender candidate right in a lot of situations. So, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see down the stretch, just to see where he fits in, if he fits in, because, you know, that was a move that I just really didn't see coming. You know, I was pretty surprised when he got sent down.
Chris Willis from BatteryPowered.com covering Atlanta Braves joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Austin Riley, no surprise, he was the NL Player of the Week. We've kind of, you know, Chris, you and I have kind of joked about this and kind of, you know, toyed with the idea. You know, we've been kind of waiting for him to have that stretch where he can put the team on his back for a week or two period. We saw that here, you know, over these last handful of games. I mean, obviously, the home run stroke is coming through, and, you know, it feels like he's about to go on one of these heaters that, you know, again, where he can carry a ball club, carry this team specifically for, you know, the next maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, and it's felt like, you know, he's been on the verge of it at a couple of different times this season and just never was the one guy really in the lineup that just hadn't had that prolonged hot streak. So, you know, maybe you're about to see that, and I mean, it's a really scary thought for a team with this offense that's this good. So it's good to see him, you know, get some success because I thought he's had some good at bats at times, and just hasn't been able to just really get over the hump. He's not been bad by any stretch of means, but you know, at the same time, you know, just not quite what everybody was expecting from it.
So with the move with Michael Soroka, is Max Fried going to make one more start down in the minors? Is he, you know, ready to almost, you know, bring himself back up on the club? I mean, where are we with Max Fried as far as how quickly we could see him in the rotation?
Brian Snicker said during the series in Milwaukee that Fried will make one more rehab start. I think that's coming Wednesday for Gwinnett. And then, you know, that should get him up to around 80, 85 pitches. And I would imagine that his next start would be, you know, in Atlanta as long as everything goes fine physically.
So with all this, I mean, you know, again, I'm serious when I say that the division, you know, is over. Do you think that they start to experiment with some of their pitching as far as just trying to keep guys healthy, trying not to burn guys out? I mean, you know, again, obviously they've suffered a lot of injuries to this pitching staff, and especially, you know, their starting pitching. Do they have to start being kind of cautious where again, they have a pretty good buffer. I mean, they literally almost have as much of a divisional lead as every other division in baseball combined. So do they start to kind of slow these guys down a little bit, bring some young guys up, you know, every now and then? I mean, what do you think the plan is going to be maybe moving forward for what this pitching staff is going to be?
I think that very well could be it. And, you know, I was asked about pitch counts or inning limits the other day for the Braves starters, and I don't think there's a hard inning limit for anybody. But at the same time, I expect them to start to give guys extra days of rest when they can. You know, and we've seen them do that already at various points of the season. But as they get guys back, it's going to be easier. And I also think that's, you know, that may be part of the bullpen moves too, because you know, they've had guys down there that didn't have options, and that's made it really tough, you know, to be flexible with your roster. Taylor Hearn's got options, who they acquired today, and then I'm pretty sure Chirinos does as well. So, you know, you might start to see some guys shuttle in and out a little more than what we've seen over the first part of the season.
Could there be a starter in the mix as far as, you know, being traded for? Could they add another starter to this rotation if they don't think Soroka is coming along the way that they would hope? If they want to try to slow down, you know, Max Fried at some point, do you think a starter could be in the future for the Braves to trade for?
Well, I mean, Alexanthopoulos didn't shut down the idea of acquiring anything today. I mean, he you know, they've got their options open if it's the right player. You know, he stressed that a couple of times that, you know, they're not just locked in on one position. It's just a matter of if the right deal comes together for the right player, then they would, you know, they'll pull the trigger. So, you know, I wouldn't completely rule it out. But at the same time, you've got Fried, you've got Soroka, you've got Kyle Wright hopefully coming back as well. So, you know, they've got some options there. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they traded for a starter, but I still don't think it would probably be at the top of the list.
With as well as the offense has obviously performed this year, what would a bat look like, I mean, in this lineup? I mean, are they looking for maybe potentially a right-handed bat to take some pressure off Rosario against lefties? Or what do you think would be as far as an offensive piece that they may look at?
You know, I may be in the minority here, but I feel like if they're going to go for a bat, I think it would be a situation where, you know, maybe they added a guy that's got two or three more years of control with him, and you know, perhaps Rosario would be in that deal, or you know, somebody else. I think it'd be one of those deals like they made for Iglesias last year at the you know, right at the buzzer of the deadline, where you know, it kind of alters the shape but gives them a little bit more punch in that offense, which is a scary thought, honestly. You know, I think that would be the difference. I don't really see them just going out and getting, you know, a rental bat or, you know, just a bench piece or anything like that. I think if they go for a hitter, they'll try to make a splash.
Is there, I mean, as we wrap up, Chris, I mean, is there anything really that you look like is any kind of real flaw with this team? I mean, I just, you know, again, and maybe because I'm comparing it to what the rest of the NL East is, but I just don't see anything that just is a glaring weakness for this team. Yes, you can always upgrade at positions, but there just doesn't seem to feel like that there is one thing that just is like a sore thumb that sticks out on this team.
I think the only thing you can be afraid of is just the, you know, the injuries. And I mean, there's been a bunch of them this year. And we saw how, you know, Spencer Strider getting hurt at the end of last season, Max Fried getting sick at the end of last season, kind of just derailed what was a good regular season, but just derailed that postseason run. So, you know, I think they're going to continue to try to add depth just to prepare for the situation that they lose some guys. But, you know, if they get everybody back that they're supposed to get back, I mean, it's hard. You have to look really hard, you know, try to find a flaw with this roster, because I just feel like there's not that many holes to fill.
Chris Willis, he covers the Atlanta Braves for SB Nation, managing editor for BatteryPower.com, and he joined me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Follow Chris on his Twitter, personal Twitter page, at Chris_Willis. And Chris, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show tonight, and we will certainly chat again here soon.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You got it. John Chuck, we will be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.